Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Ksubas Daf Tzadi Aleph, the 10th parak, Mishaya Nasui. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Mishaya Nasui Shtei Nashim V'Mesu. If someone was married to two wives, and they both died, and afterwards he died, the Yisomim Vakshin Ksubas Iman, and the Yisomim of the wife with the larger Ksuba want their mother's Ksuba, which Rashi explains to mean that they suggest to the other set of sons that they each take their mother's ksuba and then split the rest, but there's only enough in the estate to pay for the two ksubas, chokin b'shava. They divide the estate equally rather than giving each set of sons their mother's ksuba. Haisha mosa dinar, if there was a surplus dinar there, they each take their mother's ksuba and the remaining dinar is divided equally among all of them. If the yisoyim from the mother with a larger ksuba said, we will inflate the value of our father's property by the value of a dinar, so that they can take their mother's ksuba. We do not listen to them. Rather, we appraise the property in Beis Din according to its real value. Point number two, the Gemara says, Pshita merubim nismatu kvar zachu behen yorshin. It's obvious that if there were a large amount of assets in the estate when the father died, and then they decrease in value to the point that there's no longer a surplus dinar, the heirs of the larger ksuba have already acquired their share of the estate. Rashi explains that even though the estate decreased in value before Beis Din had appraised its value, the sons of the larger ksuba have already acquired the right to take their mother ksuba, since at the time of their father's death, there was a moser dinar. But what is the din in a case of mu'atim nisrabu? There were little assets when the father died, and they increase in value so that there was a moser dinar. A case like this came to Rav Amram, and he ruled that the sons were able to collect their mother's ksubas, but the sons with the smaller ksuba did not accept his judgment. He sent them to Rav Nachman, who overruled Rav Amram, and he said, just as in the case where the value of the assets decreased after the father's death, zachu behen hayorshin, the sons with the larger ksuba have already acquired their share of the estate, meaning that they can collect their mother's ksuba before splitting the estate, so too in the case when the value of the assets increased after the father's death, zachu behen hayorshin, the sons with the smaller ksuba have acquired the estate and it split evenly between the two sets of sons. And point number three, the Gemara brings a case of a certain person who sold his mother's ksuba for a small amount. Rashi explains that his mother was married to another man and the son sold his rights to it while her husband was alive. He could only sell it for a small amount since he would only receive the ksuba if his mother were to die after her husband. He said to the buyer, if my mother comes and protests the sale of her ksuba, I will not save it for you, which Rashi explains to mean that he'll not refund the money. It occurred that his mother actually died without protesting the sale, but the son came as the heir and protested it. Rami Bar Chama thought to say that the son stands in place of his mother and has rights to protest the sale, but Rava said to him, granted that the son did not accept upon himself a chrais against her protest, a chrais to date Miguel Kabil, but did he not accept upon himself a guarantee against his own protest? Surely, this was understood, and if he protested, he must refund the money. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Mishia Nasui Shtei Nashim V'Mesu, if someone was married to two wives, and they both died, and afterwards he died, the Yisomim V'Vakshin Ksubas Iman, and the Yisomim of the wife with the larger Ksuba, want their mother's ksuba, which Rashi explains to mean that they suggest to the other set of sons that they each take their mother's ksuba and then split the rest, but there's only enough in the estate to pay for the two ksubas, chokin b'shavet, they divide the estate equally rather than giving each set of sons their mother's ksuba. Haisha mosa dinar, if there was a surplus dinar there, they each take their mother's ksuba and the remaining dinar is divided equally among all of them. If the yisoyim from the mother with a larger ksuba said, we will inflate the value of our father's property by the value of a dinar, so that they can take their mother's ksuba. We do not listen to them. Rather, we appraise the property in Beis Din according to its real value. Point number two, the Gemara says, Pshita merubim nismatu kvar zachu behen yorshin. It's obvious that if there were a large amount of assets in the estate when the father died, and then they decrease in value to the point that there's no longer a surplus dinar, the heirs of the larger ksuba have already acquired their share of the estate. Rashi explains that even though the estate decreased in value before Beis Din had appraised its value, the sons of the larger ksuba have already acquired the right to take their mother ksuba, since at the time of their father's death, there was a moser dinar. But what is the din in a case of mu'atim nisrabu? There were little assets when the father died, and they increase in value, so that there was a moser dinar. A case like this came to Rav Amram, and he ruled that the sons were able to collect their mother's ksubas, but the sons with the smaller ksuba did not accept his judgment. He sent them to Rav Nachman, who overruled Rav Amram, and he said, just as in the case where the value of the assets decreased after the father's death, zachu behen hayorshin, the sons with the larger ksuba have already acquired their share of the estate, meaning that they can collect their mother's ksuba before splitting the estate, so too in the case when the value of the assets increased after the father's death, zachu b'ein ha'yorshim, the sons with the smaller ksuba, have acquired the estate and it split evenly between the two sets of sons. And pointing with you, the Gemara brings a case of a certain person who sold his mother's ksuba for a small amount. Rashi explains that his mother was married to another man and the son sold his rights to it while her husband was alive. He could only sell it for a small amount since he would only receive the ksuba if his mother were to die after her husband. He said to the buyer, if my mother comes and protests the sale of her ksuba, lo mafsinu lach, I will not save it for you, which Rashi explains to mean that he'll not refund the money. It occurred that his mother actually died without protesting the sale, but the son came as the heir and protested it. Rami Bar Chama thought to say that the son stands in place of his mother and has rights to protest the sale, but Rava said to him, granted that the son did not accept it upon himself a chreis against her protest, a chreis to date milu kabil, but did he not accept upon himself a guarantee against his own protest? Surely, this was understood, and if he protested, he must refund the money. All right, so now we go to our Simra Dav Tzadi Off, and this simra was suggested to us by Sammy Raskas, who suggested that Tzadi Off is a security guard by an exit sign, and we use an exit sign as a simon. So here goes. The Yisomim from the mother who had a larger ksuba and were standing under the based and exit sign, confident their father's estate had a moser dinner and they could collect the ksubas benin dechrin, were turned back when they were told that the value at the time of their father's death was meager and only later increased, and that one of their brothers had sold his mother's ksuba for a small amount. Once again, slow motion. The Yisomim from the mother who had a larger ksuba and were standing under the based and exit sign, that must mean we're in daf Tzadi Olav, Tzei. The Yisomim from the mother who had a larger ksuba and were standing under the based and exit sign, confident their father's estate had a mosar dinner, and they could collect their ksubas benin dechrin, which reminds us the next Mishnah teaches that the ksubas benin dechrin is only given to two sets of sons when there's a mosar dinner. So the Yisomim from the mother who had a larger ksuba and were standing under the based and exit sign, confident their father's estate had a mosar dinner, and they could collect from their ksubas benin dechrin, were turned back when they're told that the value at the time of their father's death was meager and only later increased. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman overruled Rav Amram and said that just in the case where the value of the assets decreased after the father's death, zachu b'ein ha'yorshim, the sons with the larger ksuba have already acquired their share of the estate, meaning that they can collect their mother's ksuba before splitting the estate. So too in the case when the value of the assets increased after the father's death, zachu b'ein ha'yorshim, the sons with the smaller ksuba have acquired the estate and it split evenly between the two sets of sons. So the Yisomim from the mother who had a larger ksuba and were standing under the based and exit sign, confident their father's estate had a moser dinner and they could collect their father's ksubas benin dechrin, were turned back when they were told that the value at the time of their father's death was meager and only later increased, and that one of their brothers had sold his mother's ksuba for a small amount, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a case of a certain person who sold his mother's ksuba for a small amount, and he said to the buyer, if my mother comes and protests the sale of her ksuba, I will not save it for you, which Rashi explains to mean he will not refund the money. It occurred that his mother did die without protesting the sale, but the son came as the heir and protested it. Rava said that the son certainly accepted upon himself a guarantee against his own protest, and if he protested, he must refund the money. So once again, the Yisomim from the mother who had a larger ksuba and were standing under the basin exit sign, confident their father's estate had a mosar dinner and they could collect their ksubas benin dechrin, were turned back when they were told that the value at the time of their father's death was meager and only later increased, and that one of the brothers had sold his mother's ksuba for a small amount. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.